Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Eruv in Daf Chav Ches. We just began a new perek at the end, at the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Mud Beis, where the Mishnah discusses, and this perek is going to discuss, different items that may or may not be used to create an Eruv, whether it's an Eruv Chatzeris or Eruv Techumen. And the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin ul Yisrael b'truma. A chiddush, a person may use to make an Eruv for a Nazir, wine, which a Nazir can drink, ul Yisrael b'truma. And a Yisrael who cannot eat truma, only a Kohen can eat truma, Yisrael could use that as part of his Eruv, as the muzzin for his Eruv. Simcha Soymer Bechulin. Simcha says that a Yisrael has to use Chulin. He doesn't argue on Nazir B'yayin, but he does argue on a Yisrael that he has to use Chulin. Now, what's the reason why the Tanakama holds that a Nazir is allowed to use wine and a Yisrael is allowed to use Truma? So if you look in Rashi Dibur HaMaschil, B'yayin, Rashi says, even though it's not eligible, it's not roy for the Nazir himself to drink this wine, chazil achrini, b'kivin de mizaynahu, gabi achrini, sharu le rabbanon. Since this is considered a mazon, it's a food, which is mutter for others, the rabbanon allowed it to be used for an eruv. Well, Yisrael with truma, and Yisrael could use truma, says Rashi, the chazil akayin, because akayin could do the truma. However, Sumcha says, you must use chulin, but he doesn't argue on Yayin, and that's a discussion in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And the truth is, Rashi, who explains that the reason why the Tanakama holds I could use Yayin for a Nazir, and I could use Truma for Yisrael is because it's Chazil Achrini, it's a Gemara today on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses different types of Yurakais that are allowed to be used or not allowed to be used for an Erev. And one of the vegetables that the Gemara says is allowed to be used is good gedoniyos, which is coriander in English. And the Gemara has a discussion, how could you use these good gedoniyos? Vatanya good gedoniyos, merubei banim, yeichlu, chashuche banim lo yeichlu. People who are able to have children could eat these good gedoniyos. Chashuche banim lo yeichlu, those who have a hard time having children cannot eat these good gedoniyos because they are mimat in a sezera, Rashi says. So how could you use something which those who are chashuche banim can eat? And the Gemara says, either it's talking about specifically for those that are merubei banim. That's the first Gemara's teretz. The second teretz the Gemara gives us vibayis ema la'olam chashuche banim to hachazil merubei banim. Even those who are chashuche banim are allowed to use these good gedoniyos for an erev. Why? Because it's chazil merubei banim, which is exactly the way Rashi explained our Mishnah. The reason why a nazir could use yayin and the reason why Yisrael could use truma, even though they themselves can't eat those items because they're chazil achrini. Tosfos Masechet Daf Gimel says this, so does Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Pirush HaMishnayos. They both bring this Gemara as a proof to Shitas Rashi. However, Tiferes Yisrael asks that the Gemara gives two other terutzim here. So it would seem that only according to one terutz in the Gemara is this a sufficient reason to use an item which is chazil achrini. But the other terutzim in the Gemara, l'chera argue on this. So I saw brought down are those who want to answer this question based on a Ritva. The Ritva says there's a difference between something which inherently is a damaging item. It's a food which is bad inherently. The food itself is not edible to those who can't eat it, to something which the food itself is an edible food, just as an Isser not allowing you to eat it. And that's the difference. Good gedoniyos for chashuche banim, the food itself is inherently bad. That you can't use for an Erev. There, chazil achrini perhaps may not help. And only according to one Teretz in the Gemara do we say that even something which is kasha, the food itself is bad for chashuche banim, we say that since it's chazil achrini, for merubei banim it's going to help. But other Teretzim, the first Teretz and third Teretz of the Gemara, say no, it's not going to help. But still, those Teretzim will agree that something which inherently is not a bad food, something like yayin, which is perfectly fine, even for the Nazir, something with like Truma, which is perfectly fine for the Yisrael, just as an Isser, not allowing them to eat it, there, the Svara of Chazil Achrini is going to help. Rav Kveger Mishnayis, in the one we mentioned earlier, really asks Stira and Rashi, because Rashi in Psachim says that the reason why yayin is permitted, even for a Nazir, is not because it's Chazi for those who are not Nazirim. It's Roy for those who aren't a Nazir today to eat it. Rather, the Ma'ariv himself could be shel in his Nizirusai, and therefore it's called that it's Chazi even l'diday. And he says, that's the reason why I'm allowed to use it. So Rabbi Kveger asks Astira and Divrei Rashi, truth be told, this seems to be the Shita of Sumchis. If you learn the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara seems to say that the reason why Sumchis holds that I'm allowed to use Yayin for a Nazir, but I'm not allowed to use Truma for Yisrael, is based on the fact that it's possible to be Shoyal, it's possible to rescind a Nazirus, and that's why the Yayin is considered Roy, eligible for the Nazir himself. However, by Truma, the Gemara says over there, we're talking about a situation where he's going to have to recreate a new Afreshas Truma in order to have this Muzzin available to use as an Erev, and there's a problem with baking that Maisa Ben Hashmashis, therefore it's not possible to do. However, the bottom line is that according to Sumchis, it's based on the permissibility to use something for an Erev is based on whether or not the Ma'ariv himself could use it. So it seemed that the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Sumchis is, do we look at what's usable and eligible for the Ma'ariv himself, that's what Sumchis holds, and the Rabbanan hold that it's not based on what the Ma'ariv himself could use, rather it's based on what's Chazil Achrin, what other people could use. This would seem to be a basic explanation in the machlokes Sumchis and the Rabbanan. However, when we get to Daf Lamed, we may see that Rishonim and Achronim have other explanations of the machlokes between Sumchis and the Rabbanan. Have a wonderful day.